Congress takes up President Bush's plan for a new Department of Homeland Security this week. The plan calls for a massive new department combining all or parts of some 22 agencies at a cost of $38 billion a year. But a Brookings Institution report this weekend criticizes the president's plan as too ambitious and unwieldy, and one that substitutes reorganization for strategy. Ivo Dalder is one of the authors of the Brookings report, and he joins me in the studio now. One of the things you argue in the pages of this report is that there isn't adequate strategy for preventing terrorism here, that there's a bit too much cart before the horse going on in terms of security apparatus. Is that so?
Well, the administration has put forward its reorganization plan before it had completed its strategy for homeland security. And the question one has is, how can you really figure out how to reorganize without knowing what the strategy is? And you have a fleeting suspicion here. What's going on is that the reorganization effort is, in a sense, being a substitute for a strategy. It is now becoming the strategy. The problem, of course, is it's not about reorganization. It's about getting the right people in the right place with the right information at the right time. Organization may help, but strategy needs to guide that rather than the other way around.
What do you think the core functions of this Homeland Security Agency ought to be?
We think the core function should be to bring in those agencies that can help prevent terrorists and their weapons and materials from coming into the country, and if they're into the country, preventing them from launching a massive attack. And that means we need to have those agencies responsible for border and transportation security. Second, we need to focus on protecting the critical infrastructure of this country, the transportation, the banking, the financial, the energy, the water, and the food systems on which our daily life and the economy depends. And third, we need to have in this agency the merger and an analysis and assessment of all the information from abroad and from at home that the FBI and the CIA and the intelligence community gathers about threats to the United States in order to pull all of that in one agency together, which has never happened before.
You write that these plans focus a bit too much on protection and not enough on prevention of terrorism. I would have thought these were similar issues. How are they different?
Well, preventing is trying to see if you could find a terrorist before you figure out what he is going to strike. You are much better off because you don't have to protect every particular target. For example, every stadium in this country which can seat 80,000 people, every large building with more than 500 offices or what have you. That is a massive undertaking that really is very difficult, if not impossible, to do. It's also difficult to track down particular individual terrorists. But if you can track them down and therefore prevent them from choosing their targets, you're better off. You need to do both, but we need to have a particular emphasis on prevention and a particular emphasis on protecting those critical infrastructure targets that, if hit, would not only damage immediately the people who are affected, but more broadly our economy and our way of life.
How do you think the White House will respond to this?
The White House is likely to regard its plan as the best plan. It, after all, put it on the table. It will say that we need to do all the things that are part of the Homeland Security mission within one department, not only prevention and protection, but also response. And they will argue strongly that the more, the merrier, to which our argument is going to be, if you're going to put 22 agencies with these kinds of different cultures and these kinds of different systems of personnel and pay into a single agency, we're going to be spending the next year or 2 years figuring out how to reorganize as opposed to figuring out how to defeat the terrorists that are out here to do us harm.
Ivo Dalder is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.